Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good morning, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Really good.
Yeah, me too. How are you, Yuzi?
Great.
Excellent.
You are?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went surfing. Uh-huh. It was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day yesterday.
It actually felt a little hot.
Oh, really?
Like in Redwood City, yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I never even hit 60 where I live, but it was just lovely. Mm-hmm. Like a beautiful day.
Yeah, sunny, warm. Mm-hmm. I went to a spot where it was like me and two guys out. Oh. Just perfect. I get back. And Yuzette's texting me about business cards, which I want.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a businessman.
Sure.
Send them out to the Rotary Club.
Sure. Cards, wherever he goes.
All the clubs you go to now.
Right.
Yeah. The planning commission meetings, your HOA.
Right. Yeah. I am busy.
You've got a lot of places. Yeah. You need to have a contact card.
Yeah. So I get a text from Yuzette, which is about the business cards. And she's like, I need to talk to Rebecca. And I'm like, are you still there?
Oh,
this was at three or four in the afternoon.
Like 3:42, I think I looked at my thing when you said that.
I was telling her yesterday. She's like, oh yeah, you know, I sometimes want to finish up on the secret show because I have so much other work to do. I'm like, oh yeah, that's the end of my day.
Yeah, that's why
I do the secret show.
Let's talk more. I'm like a TikTok people. I got things to do.
I'm gonna be here till four. Yeah, Yuzi works the hardest. That is for sure.
She had left though and was couch shopping. Which was, I went,
oh.
I guess this is Johnny V's day off.
He's off Mondays and Tuesdays currently.
When he actually takes the day off.
Right. Well, these days he's taking the day off because he realized those times that he was going in, he wasn't getting rest and he was so tired.
Right.
You know, when you're tired and you're not sleeping well, you know, you just don't function
everything else
as well as you could.
Yep.
Right.
So.
Take the days.
Now, I think he's just afraid I'm going to get mad, so he takes the days off. But, you know, if he's got to go, he's got to go. But
right.
Really, come on, dude. Take some time off. So it's taken us a couple months now.
But?
So we finally purchased one by our house. There's this little furniture outlet place in Redwood City, right off 101.
Uh-huh.
Kind of by the Best Buy over there. Right before Whipple or right after
Whipple. Yeah, yeah, I know that area well.
Yeah, so if you're going southbound, it's on the right-hand side. So we love them. We've been going to them for years. They have two warehouses there. So we go to one. If they don't have the stuff, then we go to the other warehouse.
This is by the REI, on the other side?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right there.
So we went there. That was our third time going there because we had went to a couple other places I don't want to name, which were fantastic too, but they were more expensive. And we're like, well, we only have a certain amount of money we can spend.
We got the budget.
Yeah. So all we needed was a leather couch and a leather chair.
Did they need to match?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's no checking. Like, they're like, well, you can mix and match. I go, we don't do that.
Yeah, my leather chairs and my leather couch are different from each other.
Yeah, I just...
Sometimes people double take, like, wow, those are totally different color leather chairs.
Whatever.
And then, have a seat. It's comfortable.
That is so funny, though.
I knew.
It's so different for everyone. I swear, as a man, I first of all, I always marvel at women who can put together things where you're like,
Look at that.
I couldn't have done it. In a million years, but you look great.
Right.
But also men now do this where they're wearing a pinstripe suit, a printed shirt, and another print tie, and somehow it works.
Sometimes it works.
Well,
there's other guys that I'm just like, oh.
Like, oh, no. Oh, I know. What are you doing matching patterns?
Well, that's
like
what
that?
I mean. Oopsie. It's for me.
It's a talent.
I don't have that skill. Right.
I don't have that skill either. Neither does John. So we're, you know, keep solid
it
people.
Let's match.
Yeah,
all
let's
right.
keep it
let's
solid.
Let's get a set.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we got, it's called Furniture Outlet. Kevin. Kevin.
Kevin.
Furniture Outlet Kevin. That's a weird sign.
Furniture Outlet. His name is Kevin.
Ah.
So we've been dealing with him and I think his wife for about 8 years. And we have other family members. Nice Asian family that owns it. And they're just so friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it, no matter every place I went, I kept going, I want to go back to Kevin. I want to go. I want to give them, you know, instead of these big
yes.
But
you'd been a couple
places.
Times and hadn't found anything.
Well,
with you.
We did find something. We thought about it wasn't the right kind of brown that I wanted. So we started looking at other places and then came back there. We went to go order that particular thing. They don't have the chair anymore. They're discontinuing it.
Oh, no.
So I was like, okay, well, let's go back next door and see if we find something. So we did. We just kept looking, and I sat there. John was, I go, I'm tired. I'm going to sit here.
I'm going to sit in this chair.
And so I sat there and watched General Hospital, which I hadn't seen in years. Oh. I'm like, oh, Anna's still on. Oh, the Quartermains are still on. Oh, they're old.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is so crazy that these people are still on. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. We purchased the chair and the sofa, and they're coming in 2 weeks.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah. So
what are you going to do with your old stuff?
Thrill. They're going to take it away.
Oh.
And that's kind of one of the things. They gave us free delivery and
free
they're
removal.
Yeah, and they're taking away our stuff. So,
great.
Which is the stuff we had got from them to begin with. Yay, so we're so excited.
Oh,
I go,
great.
Yay.
Finally, off your plate. That's been
ongoing. I won't be covering my my couch with the blanket anymore.
Oh, was it getting ratty
or
something?
Yeah,
or
it was just getting ratty after, you know, lasted 8 years. What can I ask for, I guess?
You do spend time on your couch. I mean,
especially me.
Yeah, and leather's nice. Even when it's
my
a little
spot
scratched
seems
up.
To be messed up.
Yeah, it ages nicely in a way that fabric doesn't.
At our dinner table, every time we clear the table around Dad's food plate, there's just food all around. Every time I am
every family has that one
messy mofo, and I never knew it until I started having to clear the table for everyone and realizing, man,
I need a bigger plate.
That S storm is where I sit.
You would think it's Isla's
spot.
Well, she's a nice, neat little lady.
I guess, or she doesn't eat much,
right?
And,
uh-huh.
You know, she's busy with other things,
right?
Ba 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 ba.
Oh.
Big surprise,
you are getting
right?
paid back so hard.
I know. That's right.
In the best possible way.
Yeah.
Last night I was teaching her how to write songs.
Oh, is that so?
Because I was practicing guitar and she came in and she's like, I'm going to sing to you. And she starts singing, but she's just repeating a song I sang to her about how I was doing how she's beautiful and smart. Mm-hmm. And she started acting it out and going like,
yes.
Blinking,
posing,
right.
And sure,
and strong, and she goes like this, and I just busted out like, I can't believe this kid's acting out the idiot. Anyway, so I started going, listen, you can sing about anything you want, name it. She goes, butterflies. I'm like, okay, we're writing a song about
butterflies.
That's just hone in on your subject and start singing about that.
Don't worry
all
about
over the
rhyming
place.
Yeah. And
right.
don't change the subject.
It was just so funny listening to her. She'd stop and go, wait. And I just did a blues thing like behind, underneath her. Okay, I'm ready. Go again. Kids, weird.
Yeah, you should start taping those.
What?
Tape
I'm
them.
Trying
I
to enjoy
have
the
my
moment.
Kids' greatest hits on my
Do you
iPod.
Really?
Oh,
how
yeah.
Fun.
They're because, and now that their voices are totally different and they're just, I mean, highest, tallest mountain, that's a hit at my house. It still gets sung.
Highest, tallest mountain.
Highest, tallest mountain.
It's you great. Want to play that for us?
Yeah, let's hear that.
All right, hold on a second.
You have it.
Yeah, I just said so. Well, we used to have a whole studio set up at our house.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, that got torn down for the Purse Factory.
So is she going to remember the words? Or are you guys writing
no,
them down?
No, that was the first time I'd actually given her a like, focus in.
A little
project. If you
want
to sing, just pick a subject and then you can go from there on anything you want. And
she's
just
saying how they fly or the colors. Yeah,
exactly right. It made it much easier for her to sort of stay on.
That's actually really good. Butterflies. Wow, that's a great topic.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had
my
some
library.
Fun.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Here we go.
Okay, it's giant largest mountain.
Who is that?
It's Sean. No, but hold on. Let me get to the singing part. Oh. I mean, that's why you have to tape it, because
that's adorable.
And it goes. It's, I think it's, well, it doesn't say how long it is here. Hold on. It's long. Oh, no, it's only 2 minutes long. It actually just feels long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's better by far than our first effort last night, but
you got to tape
that's
it. You
how,
will
that's how it's
love
done,
that
right?
Later.
Yes.
Just get a play and record cassette player, something. You got to tape it. You have to. Well, I mean, you don't even need that. Your phone will tape it.
I just didn't think of that. I was busy trying to be in the moment with
yes.
this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she grabs this cord. That's her mic. It's so silly.
You're going to want to be in that moment for years to come. When she's a rotten teenager, you'll listen to the butterfly song and think to yourself, oh, boy, the
how
times,
she once
the times
was.
We had.
How I used to like her.
Yeah.
Still love her. Don't like her, though.
Right. Yeah. It happens.
Oh, you're going to... I'm so excited for you. It's, you know, I for all of us, like, it's lovely to see you with a family and,
yeah.
and to have all that stuff and you getting your couches and, you know, me with my guy garden all day yesterday.
Did you?
I saw the pictures you posted.
Yeah. So, I was confused. Was it a plant or people were saying it looked like an artichoke?
It's a hyacinth. Which is a
succulent?
No, it's just the very beginnings of a bulb. A hyacinth is like, you've totally seen them. They have a sort of a short, straight stalk and little flowers that come off the mm-hmm. side, and they're super delightful smelling.
Mm-hmm.
They smell so good. But it's just, it looks like an artichoke because it's just starting. Everything's punching through the ground. I planted like 100 bulbs last year
wow.
in the fall, and now they're all starting to punch through. Oh my God, I can't wait. But that tulip, I don't know what its problem is. Like, it's barely out of the ground and I can already see the color of it. Like, usually, don't they have a stick that comes up?
Like, I
stem,
thought so.
Are you the one that took a tulip vacation? Shouldn't you know?
Yeah,
that's why
true.
I'm saying, like, why is it already happening? But anyway, I trimmed some trees and aww. I was doing a little winter clean out.
Nice.
Super excited, hoping that my pond doesn't overflow with the rain we're supposed to get today.
Yeah, I actually been thinking about your pond, wondering how it's doing and how the fish are doing.
The fish are great. I mean,
they growing?
They're no. You know what? They go kind of dormant in the winter. And so I was reading about mm-hmm. the fish uh-huh. I have in my backyard. And, you know, you're not even supposed to feed them. And it only takes a couple of degrees of water change for them to just... So now it's actually, it seems like maybe the water's warmed up.
You don't mean dying.
No,
they just
like go, you don't even see them. Yeah. They just hang out in their little cave areas mm-hmm. or whatever.
But you don't have to feed them?
No, you actually don't have to feed them at all because there's so much algae in the pond. That
and that's what they live on.
They can find that. But I like to feed them because then they come up to the top and they're pretty friendly. Like, they get to know you and they know you're going to feed them. And the one will come up and I put my finger in the water and they don't have teeth or anything. So he just like will pinch on my finger and that's
kiss.
Exciting. Yeah, little kisses. But yesterday, I could see them. The water, I guess, is warming up slightly and it's super clear right now because it's just been filled with rain. I haven't added water to it since the summer. It's right at the top. Mm. Like it's going to overflow. So I had cocoons all over my yard. You remember the picture of the cocoon I put up? I have, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them are still there and they still haven't busted open. Mm. Like I don't know. And they're getting kind of brown. They still look viable, but the color is changing and I'm just not sure what. But every day I check them to see if I'm getting any butterflies. And
I imagine
yet.
It's not time yet.
I guess. But when I originally read it, 10 to 30 days is how long they stay in.
Oh.
And now it's been,
even in the winter, though?
No, I don't know. Because they have, there's one time that they go into that. I guess they there's four lives per year from, you know, one butterfly generation to another. And one of them is the migrating one. And I think this is the migrating one. So I'm guessing it winters and it the cocoon stays long. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think, well, I know that over in Santa Cruz, there's a monarch butterfly. It's not, I don't think they call it a festival, but it's when they're there.
They all hatch and they all emerge.
And they're there in numbers that blow your mind.
Right.
And it's spectacularly beautiful. Mm-hmm. And people turn out to walk through this little maze.
Right.
And view.
And then
hundreds.
They all go to Mexico, apparently, and then work their way back up.
Oh, really?
In three different segments.
So
apparently,
there's a season for it.
Yeah.
Is my point behind
when is
saying
it?
That? But that's I think spring.
Okay. So maybe that's what these ones are.
I know that we've done that where we went and it's just crazy to see.
Right. Whole trees covered in monarch
butterflies. Well, and if you almost don't see it and then you focus and go, there's like 100 of them.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that they're still viable. I expected them to emerge.
Is it the Grove where you went, Vinny?
I don't know.
I just punched in monarch butterflies, and it says where to see monarch butterflies in California. Pacific Grove came up.
Natural Bridges.
That's what the place is called?
Yeah, it's right over near there.
See if there's a month, maybe it's March or something, where they, you know, emerge from the winter or something. I'm worried about them, you know. I feel like they're in my custody.
Well,
like
knock on their door. See if anyone answers.
I'm afraid to touch the things.
Come on, knock on my door.
Come on, knock on my door.
We'll be waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
I don't know anymore.
What da, 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 da. Are hers and yours and his three's company, too.
Oh, look at you. Knowing all the words.
I'm not saying I know all of them.
Who, I mean, you didn't join in with the singing. I'm surprised. Normally,
very busy over here. No one talked to me right now.
I gave whom? A lot of stuff today.
Oh, so, I haven't even gotten to him yet.
Get to him.
It's closed. Sorry, 5:30's passed.
Yeah, sorry.
What'd you give him?
You cut off.
Not even music day.
It's the charts.
It is music day.
We do the Hot 100, the singles.
Oh.
And then a bunch of stuff from because I want to hear the Oscar songs that are nominated.
Oh.
And then there's.
Oh yeah, I want to hear that Coco song that.
Yeah.
He was mentioning.
And he was saying, is Mary J. Blige the singer on one of the songs? She got a nomination. Mary J.
For what?
What is the name of the movie that she's in? Hold on, I'll find it for you.
Hang on. I got that somewhere here.
I wouldn't even know that lady at all if
Mary
the missus didn't love her.
Let's see. Best Supporting Actress for Mudbound. Mm. So is she one of the song singers? Mudbound, yeah.
Yeah, she is one of the singers. Right. Okay.
Well, we'll be hearing that in just a moment. I asked for a bunch of stuff from whom.
It says Mary J. Blige's role in the film helped her become the first person to receive acting and songwriting nominations within the same year.
Oh. Well, congratulations to Mary J.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find this song you'd know by this lady. If you're like, who? Oh, this is it.
Yeah, know that song.
You know this song?
I've heard lots of Mary J. Blige.
You have?
Sure. I mean, I don't have a record or anything, but she's not, you know.
Well, that's her.
Get to the chorus. Let me hear it. Put it on the chorus.
Yeah, that's a great song.
I don't know how to fast forward stuff.
Touch the thing, the bar at the bottom, and then you can move it over. There you go.
This has got to be it right here.
Yeah, sounds like she's about to get to it.
You know it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So if you're wondering, who the heck are they talking about? Because that's what I...
Yeah, you'd never even heard of Mary J.
Who?
You love her now, though, right?
No.
I mean, obviously, she's on your iPad. So.
Well, I have these albums because someone I know loves her. I also have Mariah Carey and Janet Jackson in numbers that I wouldn't.
You got feeling emotion.
We make sacrifices, Sarah.
We do, Vinny. It's true. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy hump day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.